This week, I'll be mostly playing with OpenVZ.
You are, Tess Socks.
OpenVZ.
What's OpenVZ?
Is that like some kind of... BZ flag?
BZ flag.
No.
No, it's an OpenVZ flag. BZ, as opposed to closed BZ flag.
It's nothing to do with any of that.
Are people still playing BZ flag? Pile of wang, isn't it?
I think your mum does.
my mum's lead on BZ flag.
She is. So OpenVZ, virtualization.
Right.
Different kind of virtualization. It's not really like VMware.
It's a virtualization for tanks.
Imagine being able to
nothing
have...
to do with tanks.
Imagine you could have 200 web servers running on one machine.
Imagine right. They'd be running at 200.
No, they wouldn't. Not if they all ran with the same kernel.
Surely if 200 people connect to your machine...
Hang on,
that's bullshit. Right.
Try not to take the piss just yet. There is a moment. Give us the 30-second thumbnail sketch of what it is first.
Okay. Elevator pitch.
I'm not going to go into all the hypervisor and all the rest of that kind of
hypervisor.
Stuff.
Hypervisor.
Three different ways you can
virtualize. Is that like a super gambler does?
Whatever.
We were not going to take the piss, remember?
Sorry, I didn't agree to that. Hypervisor 1.0.
Is that a new Linspire product?
It is.
So, anyway, it's not an emulator. It's not a hypervisor. Because these are three different virtualization technologies, and neither of those two.
Is it a bird?
Essentially,
or a plane?
All of your virtual environments run from the same kernel, but they're individual machines to themselves.
Oh,
they only have the kernel in common.
Right.
So you can chop your machine up into however many machines that you want, all with different IP addresses. You can install different packages into each one. I saw this at FOSDEM at one of the CentOS talks. And the guy had literally 200 machines all turned off, and he ran a little script to turn them all on, and it was awesome. So since I've got back, I've been playing around with it, and I found it's really good for some things.
So is it a lot more efficient to have a number of machines running from one kernel?
A heck of a lot more efficient.
Right. Please, sir, I have a question. I don't understand why, if you've got one kernel and you've got the same amount of memory in a machine, why it's more efficient to run 200 different virtual machines, each within an Apache, than it is just run 200 copies of Apache inside one machine.
It's not more efficient. It's just the fact that you can separate out each of the machines. So it's kind of like UML, you know, if you're running a hosting environment, you could give everybody their own little machine.
Right, so... So if, in order to set up a machine where I could run 200 different virtual machines on it, I'd have to have a machine which was capable of running Apache 200 times and not blowing up.
No, I don't think so.
This is the point of the question. How does it work then? How the hell can you run 200 Apaches in separate virtual environments but not run 200 Apaches in one virtual environment?
It's the same load, basically.
It's not the TARDIS.
It does feel like it sometimes when you actually list how many machines you've got running there. You've got
but how slowly are they running?
They're running at full tilt. Honestly, you don't notice any slowdown on them.
How?
I promise you.
How in God's name?
Obviously, I don't have 200 web servers that are all under, all being hit at the same time with dig.com being redirected to me.
Stop talking shit then.
Whatever, I've run it.
So is the aim of this mainly for separating out these instances of Apache?
So, well, it depends what you want to run. You don't have to run Apache in them all. You know,
using Apache as an example.
Right.
It could be Lite HTTP.
You can have one server. Exactly. I mean, yeah, definitely that would be the sort of thing that they
using
would...
Using what, sorry?
Byte mark.
Yeah.
Right.
It's sort of thing... I mean, if you look at...
we love Byte mark.
If you look at Jono and I's shared machine, which is actually a real machine now, not a VM.
Right, wow.
Slayer.
Yeah, Slayer.
it's good because he likes Buffy the Vampire Slayer and I like... Slayer.
You're like metal.
the metal,
It fits into both our naming schemes.
We argued ages.
We did. I must confess, Mr. Bacon, I said it's got to be called after a Buffy character, and he went, we'll call it Slayer then. And I thought, well, we can go for that. I don't know what we're going to call the next machine, but anyway.
We're going to call it Decapitated.
No, we're not.
Megadeth.
We're going to call it Jonathan.
I could
split it into... The machine that runs johnobacon.org and the machine that runs cryogenics.org.
Yeah, and they're completely
separate. And the machine that runs lugradio.org completely separately.
Yeah.
Which will stop Jono fucking up our MySQL installation.
If you want to run lots of different versions of something, like say you've got WordPress and you've got lots of different versions of it, you can run all of those on the same machine.
For example, so if we had, using that as the example of johnobacon.org and cryogenics.org, we'd have our own root account.
You'd have your own root account.
I can see what you mean.
Yeah, SSH into that account.
So it feels like two separate machines, but they're running from the same thing.
They're entirely different. You never get to see the ordinary directory.
Does it work on anything? Does it need magic hardware support from the CPU?
No.
Because there's
you need a special kernel, but that's it.
But there's this virtualization thing in the kernel, in the there CPUs, is, yeah. isn't it? It's not power virtualization. No, it's not using that.
What the fuck is a hypervisor?
I'm not getting into that. This is a short segment.
Just give me a one sentence description of what a hypervisor is.
You can read into this the fact that I don't know myself as well.
Okay, fair enough. I hear people talk about hypervisors and I feel like I should know, but
okay,
I don't.
It's all on Wikipedia.
JFGI.
Yes, just fucking Google it.
So, this is what I've been messing about with for the last few weeks.
Would you recommend it?
I think it's...
To people to play
for
with?
For me, it's been really good for some things and not so good for others. When you create, like, a VM environment, what I like about it is you can limit the amount of CPU and the amount of memory that each one uses. So, if you, for instance, were to open... If you want Folded at Home to run, right, you could set up a little VZ for it, but you could say, only ever use 10% of my processor.
Right, okay.
Even though it's only using, like...
So you can nice
idle.
It.
But, yeah, so you can take that machine and you can nice the whole machine.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Is it anything, like, stable?
It's utterly stable.
You'd run real things on it?
I would. I found some difficulty installing things like Xenos or Zimbra or something really sort of big like that, but I've had a lot of success running other things, like WordPress and stuff
Would you use it in preference to VMware? Can you run X in
the
more than one of the VMs?
The answer to that is I'm running both.
Are you running VMware inside an OpenVZ machine?
No.
So OpenVZ would all have to be the same OS, wouldn't it?
Not necessarily. They have to run the same kernel, but they don't have to be the same OS.
So one of them can't be Windows.
So you can have Fedora, you can have CentOS, you can have Ubuntu.
Yeah, you have all different flavours of Red
Hat. No, because Ubuntu has a different kernel to...
No, but you can. There are different templates. You download different templates.
Really?
Yeah. So someone's put together a kernel on which Fedora will run and Ubuntu will run. You install that
kernel. And it's so good to provision them. It literally takes, you know, you just type in this command to provision a new machine, wait about 20 seconds, and it's there.
Two very brief questions. Do you get nice graphical tools to manage it, or is it all command line stuff?
At the moment, all command line, but I should imagine those tools are on their way.
And can you run X in OpenVZ instances?
Can you run X
in more than one of them?
Haven't actually tried it. I mean, the machine that I'm running on is earmarked as my VM machine, and it just doesn't have X on it at all.
And is it OpenVZ? OpenVZ or OpenBZ?
V for Vertigo.
Who's behind it and how they're making the money?
Don't know, but I heard about it at the CentOS talk, so I should imagine that's something to do with that.
Fantastic. Well, that's what A's been playing with.
Oh.